Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek.
Holy smoke, look at it.
Big crowds and bitter cold prompted MGM to open its doors at National Harbor a half hour earlier than scheduled last night, but within an hour they were closed again as the casino reached capacity, leaving late arrivals to line up outside. Some of those who did get in complained there was not an open slot machine to be found. The casino's parking garage was also closed when it filled up, and police blocked two beltway exits leading to the harbor in a bid to ease a logjam on the Wilson Bridge. People were still waiting to be let in at around 3 this morning, we're told. Baltimore seated its new city council yesterday, and lawmakers made their first order of business a condemnation of President-elect Donald Trump, specifically about comments he made as a presidential candidate during a visit to Maryland in June of last year.
You just take a look. African-American youth, I mean, to a point where they've just about never done more poorly. There's no spirit.
A new mayor, Catherine Pugh, is taking the higher road. Through a spokesman, she says she hopes she can work with the president-elect to move the city forward. Mr. Trump will be in Baltimore tomorrow for the Army-Navy game. One of the top candidates for the Republican nomination in next year's Virginia governor's race has dropped out. Congressman Rob Whitman says he can better serve the state by staying on the Hill as a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie, Prince William Board Chair Corey Stewart, and State Senator Frank Wagner are all still vying for your vote. The government's looking hard at allowing passengers to make phone calls via Wi-Fi on commercial flights.
In a surprising and likely controversial step, the Transportation Department signaled Thursday that it's considering the change, but with two important caveats. Airlines will have the option of whether to provide the service, and passengers must be informed well in advance if the flight allows calls. While some flight attendants say the phone calls would be disruptive, trains, buses, and subways already allow the service, with places like quiet cars to limit noise. I'm Sierra Crawford.
We'll find out today which companies will be given licenses to sell medical marijuana in Maryland. The state's Cannabis Commission gave approval last week for 102 dispensaries. The applicants will still need to undergo background checks before they can receive their licenses. That restaurant in Northwest D.C. at the center of that fake news controversy is getting some love from the community.
Some customers of Comet Ping Pong on Connecticut Avenue will be eating pizza this weekend to help raise money for the restaurant, where a man with a gun stormed in on Sunday. Comet was then closed for part of the week, costing them revenue and employee tips. The event is being organized by Eric Sanchez.
We just want folks to come out, just have a nice public showing for the community that, we're here for Comet and that we support what they do.
On Facebook, over 7,000 people say they will be attending the event. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 5417. In sports, the Wizards down Denver at the phone booth. The Maryland women beat St. Peter's to go 10-0 on the season. And Thursday night football, the Chiefs beat the Raiders, ending Oakland's six-game winning streak. WMAL News Time, 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland for 270, a little bit lighter than the normal commute out of Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville. Do have an accident, though, Silver Spring. If you're pushing southbound Connecticut Avenue, say coming out of Aspen Hill, the accident is southbound Connecticut Avenue at Randolph Road before Veers Mill. Watch for police there, and I am starting to see delays definitely on the increase. In Adelphi, the crash is northbound New Hampshire Avenue before the Beltway at Adelphi Road. Volume on the approach, so if you're trying to get to the Beltway, little extra time. But the good news, if coming out of Hillendale or off the Beltway, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, your lanes are open, so you're not affected with that incident. To the Wilson Bridge we go before St. Barnabas Road, the stop and go from Maryland into Virginia. And in Virginia, in the Dale City area, on Spriggs Road, just north of Minnieville Road, still watch for accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bite to that air today. The west-northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Certainly chilly this morning. It's cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 27 in Vienna, 30 at Fort Washington, 31 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather are brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner. More than half the country is going to be heading towards a big freeze this weekend. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
There it is, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in this hour, we'll be talking to astronaut Dr. Tom Jones about the life and times of John Glenn, who passed away yesterday. 7:35, Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network. At 8:05, we'll return to the passing of John Glenn with astronaut Clayton Anderson. And at 8:35, our weekly conversation with Brett Baer. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Can I just tell you, Brian Wilson, that before I was on the radio, before I was writing on the internet, before I was blogging, when I was just out there consuming news and information.
You were a big fan of what I did?
I was, yes, but I was also a huge fan of Michelle.
Well, and I've been a fan of hers for a long, long time.
And hotair.com was an absolute inspiration. It is humbling to know that I now write there as the editor at large. And I've been thinking to myself, where has Michelle Malkin been? We had her on for her last book. We haven't talked to her in a while. And here she is, Michelle Malkin, because congratulations, your brand new internet show, web show, Michelle Malkin Investigates, debuting on CRTV along with our colleague Mark Levin. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Larry, and hi, Brian.
Hey.
Yeah, we go way back, guys, and so this is kind of a nice reunion, and right before Christmas, it's great.
Well, tell us about this new Michelle Malkin Investigates show and what you're going to be tackling, the kind of stories you debuted. So what was your first episode about?
Well, the first two episodes are a two-part series about a story I consider one of the most important I've covered in 25 years. It features the former Oklahoma City police officer Daniel Holtzclaw, who was convicted a year ago this weekend, actually. December 10th is the one-year anniversary of the verdict in his case, and on its face, it absolutely sounds horrifying. He was convicted of a series of sexual assaults that put him behind bars for 263 years. And
wow.
When I saw the clips of him crying when he was convicted, I just assumed, like everyone else, that he must have absolutely had to be guilty because there were so many accusers. But this trial took place in the context of the immediate aftermath of the Ferguson riots. There were Black Panthers and Black Lives Matter activists inside and outside the courtroom during during the entire trial, chanting and screaming, basically lusting for a scapegoat. That's just the surface and context of it. What I did over the last several months, where I've been off of the airwaves, is traveling several times to Oklahoma City and Enid, Oklahoma, his hometown, interviewing not just his side of the story, but the two lead police detectives in the case. And what I found was very monstrous. I'm not going to go into all the details here because, of course, I want people to tune in at CRTV.com to watch it. But that's just the first two shows. The other two shows deal with the seeping of Black Lives Matter curriculum in the schools, which features Sheriff David Clark giving us his opinion of some of the materials that we discovered, as well as a story on the EB-5 citizenship racket. And, of course, the retiring Harry Reid had his grubby hands all over this deal. These are topics that are, you know, really meaty and juicy that you can't get into in a four-minute cable TV appearance.
Yeah,
I did for 13 years.
Hooray for that. I mean, let me just say, that is one of the great frustrations of being a broadcaster these days is that, you know, I remember back in the days when I was doing television and you had this really meaty story and you say, you got a minute 20.
Yeah.
And I go, can I have a minute 25? And you'd beg for 5 seconds. I mean, now you've got the time. And by the way, I guess with on the internet, there's no limit to how long these pieces can run if you've got good material.
Exactly. And it's a frustration for both the providers of information and certainly the consumers of them. Larry and I, of course, go way back into the early days of the blogosphere. It's amazing to see you now at the website that I started, hotair.com. You're exactly the kind of person who I envisioned doing such passionate, amazing work there. And when I founded hotair.com, I had initially envisioned it as something very similar to what we're doing now at CRTV.com, but it was way too early, and my credit card was exhausted.
Oh, I bet.
But the timing of this is just right, with more and more people cutting the cord because they're tired of the same old programming, knowing that so much of cable TV is slaves to the clock. And I do have as much time and space that I need to do this. The production values are as good, if not better, than anything you've seen on cable or mainstream. So I'm so proud and excited of what we're doing, and it would make a great Christmas gift for people.
Now, hold on there, Michelle Malkin, because I now I'm starting. You say cut the cord. I mean, that means that I can't hear the network news or the cable news, and I've been told. In fact, just yesterday, an authoritative figure told me that the biggest epidemic we have is, well, listen.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
God, it's good to have her back in our lives. Michelle Malkin, you're not pushing fake news on us here, are you?
No, quite the opposite, the diametric opposite. But boy, is that a smear that we have faced over the years. And of course, it's not just us lowly bloggers who have been smeared as not being capable of being quote-unquote real journalists, like, you know, Dan Rather, document faker, or exploding truck manufacturers at NBC. But it's also talk radio, and talk radio really is the godfather of alternative media, circumventing all of the traditional media outlets and power centers. You know full well what it's like to have people in power attacking you, like Hillary Clinton's husband, who demonized talk radio back in 1992 and 1993.
That's right.
So look, I mean, this is the next wave, and I think that the more, the merrier. I mean, as a free market conservative, the answer to bad speech or fake speech with which you disagree or are alarmed about is more and better speech.
And I heard you mention a moment ago say something about Harry Reid. And I tweeted this out yesterday that I try always not to be a vindictive person. Mm-hmm. But there's just a little glee in my heart about the departure of Harry Reid from the public scene. Thoughts?
Yes, Schadenfreude-licious. I think it is the best draining of the swamp of the year next to Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and Neera Tanden.
Well, what do you think about what you're seeing from the president-elect and some of his nominations?
I'm heartened and actually overwhelmed by some of the choices, particularly Attorney General, which I think is one of the most important points. Jeff Sessions has been a hero, a patriot in my mind, ahead of the curve, obviously, on national sovereignty and immigration enforcement issues. The Labor Secretary nominee, not so pleased, particularly because it sabotages the Donald Trump's message on these very issues. Andrew Pudzner has been on the wrong side with open borders forces for so long.
Yeah.
And the Education Secretary nominee, I bet you have a lot of listeners out there thinking that Betsy DeVos is somebody who is a friend of parents, local control, and those of us who've fought Common Core. But grassroots activists tell a different story, and that's a topic that I've covered for many, many years now, and a topic of the upcoming episode of CRTV's Michelle Malkin Investigates on the data mining aspect of this. I'd like to hear Betsy DeVos's views really explored during the nomination hearings on whether she would actually repeal the massive infrastructure that's been in place in the last 8 years. Obama sabotaged student and family privacy regulations through the back door. Congress didn't even have any say on it. So I am hoping that Donald Trump is true to his word when he said he would, quote, end Common Core.
Well, listen, it sounds like an exciting project. Good luck with it. By the way, do you know how long I've known Michelle?
How long?
Yeah, our kids used to go to the same school.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my then kindergartner is now about to start driving.
Oh, man.
Yep. Mine drove her car through the garage door, so get prepared, Brian.
Oh, no.
Speaking of, listen, you've been very open about Veronica, your daughter, and your columns have been so great. How's Veronica doing? I know she's
Mary,
had so
thanks
many.
Thanks so much for asking. You know, if you've got listeners out there who've ever had to deal with a child with chronic illness, it is quite a journey. It changes your heart and your mind and opens you up to so much. But she's doing much better. She's back in school full time, and that's one of the blessings I have to definitely count this Christmas season.
Well, it's a blessing to have you back here on our show.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, Michelle Malkin.
Thanks so much, guys. I hope to visit with you again soon. Take care.
Again, CRTV, along with Mark Levin, along with Mark Stein, along with Stephen Crowder, Michelle Malkin. That's very, what a lineup. 7:16. Let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You got it. In a lot of our areas this morning, guys, feeling the wonderful Friday lighter than normal commute, such as 66 to 70. But we do have a couple incidents, so we're slow right now coming out of Aspen Hill on Connecticut Avenue, coming southbound as you pass Weller Road toward Randolph Road, just one lane open. So this will be southbound Connecticut Avenue before you get to Beers Mill. Plan for a little extra time. Normal delays top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. Looks like we have a volume bus stretch starting to build here on the Maryland Beltway, outer loop near Ritchie Marlboro Road. Nothing's reported in the way, but some unusual delays starting to form. So be careful if you're heading out of Forestville. And in the Dale City area, serious crash closes southbound Spriggs Road before you get to Minneville Road, the head called for Medevac helicopter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got sunny skies today, but it's going to be windy and cold, high of 40, but tonight's low in the mid-20s. Saturday, sunny with a high around 40, and Sunday about the same. Right now, 31 degrees at 7:17.
Well, we got the sad news yesterday that former astronaut, former Senator John Glenn had passed away at the age of 95, a guy who definitely had the right stuff. Joining us on the line right now to talk more about the life and times of John Glenn is Dr. Tom Jones, a former NASA astronaut, author of the book Skywalking and co-author of Planetology, Unlocking the Secrets of the Solar System. Dr. Jones, good to have you with us here today.
Morning, Brian and Larry. How are you?
You know, I think we're about the same age reading some of the things that you've talked about when referring to John Glenn. And it's hard to underestimate or hard to explain to those kids who are growing up today what a hero John Glenn was when we were growing up.
Yes, he was the man who put us back into the space race. Up until then, we had been lagging the Russians, the Soviet Union at every turn. And this had serious military consequences as well as prestige consequences around the world. So when John Glenn orbited the Earth as the first American to do so, it thrust us back into the space race, and it really gave some credibility to President Kennedy's goal to put a man on the moon and return him to Earth by 1970. So then we had only about 30 minutes of space experience, and Glenn really got us back in the space race.
And it was dangerous back then to be launched into space. I mean, people forget that time and time and time again, our rockets, while the Russians were circling the Earth, our rockets were blowing up on a regular basis.
That's true, and his rocket in particular, the Atlas booster for the Mercury capsule that he flew, had a success rate of about 80%. That means, like, two out of 10 times it's going to blow up on you. And the astronauts themselves watched those launch failures, and they knew very well the consequences of a launch failure to their lives and to their families. And yet they raised their hands, volunteered, and stepped into those spacecraft because they thought this was a national priority that meant so much to the country.
Dr. Jones, one of the aspects of that era of the Mercury 7 program that's so well depicted in the book and film The Right Stuff is the fact that the Mercury 7 program was very much about publicity, about getting America on board with space and about showing them that, yes, we can do it, and yes, we've got to beat the Soviets. And is it true that because of that, and because John Glenn was such a valuable asset to that effort, that it was John Kennedy who said, no, we cannot send him back up into space again because, God forbid, something goes wrong. He's too valuable to us.
Yeah, he became a national icon. You know, I think today even he has the record for the most ticker tape dropped on any hero since World War II in his New York City parade. So he was a national icon, a national hero, indispensable to the prestige of the space program. And I think if you read Glenn's autobiography, he says in there that he heard from at least one reporter that Kennedy said, "You won't fly him again." And he asked again and again from his NASA bosses. He asked them for another flight assignment, and he always got stonewalled. So
I mean, even Alan Shepard got to go to the moon.
That is correct. And Glenn apparently was given the stiff arm, and he finally decided to go into politics because he wasn't getting another flight opportunity.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess he did sort of get his final revenge on the whole system by going up when he was, what, 77?
Hmm.
That was amazing, and for me, stricken with John Glenn hero worship, you know, to see him walk into the astronaut office when I was there and start to train again for that 1998 shuttle mission was really impressive. He was a true professional. He was not playing the senatorial role. He asked people to call him John in the office. He was just one of the crew members, and he fit right into his shuttle crew and was a very successful member.
And I'm guessing what I know about him, he didn't skate through the process, did he?
Took all the classes, took all the emergency drills, all the survival training, all the academic classes that he had to, and in particular the science research task that he was given. So he was really a professional at that. We got to meet Annie, we got to meet John, and he even signed the copy of my boyhood book called Americans into Orbit that I'd had clutched in my hands when he showed up at the astronaut office.
Dr. Jones, is it fair to say now, though, that, you know, in a way, space travel has it's taken for granted. It's almost old hat. I feel horrible about this, but we've been shooting astronauts up here in America, up into space for the last decade or so. I couldn't name one of them. But John Glenn was an international superstar. You just said he was the biggest hero with all the ticker tape. Is that a good thing that it's now commonplace to send people into space, or do we need to refocus on the valor that these men and women have when they get shot up into orbit?
Well, we shouldn't forget about the risks involved. You know, we launched astronauts today on Russian rockets, I hope only for another 2 years or so. And just this past month, we've lost a Russian rocket, the same kind that launches our astronauts to the space station, with a launch failure. So it's still a dangerous business. And we hope that we'll get back on American rockets here within 2 years. Going to the space station. But it's important that we have a lot more people going into space on the commercial sector, maybe tourism, maybe I think economic activity in space, hotels, laboratories in Earth orbit. And the more people that go up there, the wider the base of support for pioneering the frontiers of space will take place. We'll get that support. And then we'll know the names of pioneers like Neil Armstrong, John Glenn, when we're visiting an asteroid or establishing an outpost on the moon or eventually going to Mars.
Yeah. Well, listen, great stuff. And thank you so much for joining us to remember this American hero, John Glenn, who died yesterday at the age of 95. Dr. Tom Jones, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
We want to remind you also that at 8:05, we'll check in with another astronaut. We got a lot of Skywalkers today. Clayton Anderson will be our guest for further remembrance and perspective on John Glenn.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help.
Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
I want you to get your mind out of the gutter. You know, because you're thinking, I know you are, you're thinking about your gutters right now, aren't you? Because all those leaves that fell off the trees this fall, guess where they are? They're in your gutters, and the rains have come, and you've got a mess on your hands, don't you? And I just want to tell you that there's a solution to this problem. I'm serious. A solution that once you do it, you'll never have to think about those darn gutters. Your mind will never have to be in the gutter again. It's the Leaf Guard system, a one-piece covered gutter system that lets the water in. It keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, guess what? Leaf Guard comes out with their ladders, their technicians, and cleans them for free. And that warranty is transferable, by the way. Right now, you should take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of downspouts. Schedule your appointment today, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114, and they have a special website they set up just so we can get this done for you. You ready for this? BrianGutters.com.
Hey.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
725, now WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway will start Maryland heading to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road, and that's stop and go. That's on the inner loop side. Outer loop, if you're leaving the Andrews area, do have that delay, as I've been talking about, through Forestville. There is a crash on the outer loop of Beltway right near Ritchie Marlboro. Still have one lane blocked at the scene of that crash. A little bit of inner loop rubbernecking delay as a result. Suitland Parkway heading in through town. It's now the volume as you pass Branch Avenue and heading toward Alabama Avenue, but nothing reported along the way. Southeast Southwest Freeway, morning rush hour is on, heavy in each direction. Spriggs Road, let's go Dale City. Southbound side, Spriggs Road is blocked before you can get to Minneville Road. Serious crash involved a motorcycle. They had to send a medevac helicopter, so a lot happening if you can avoid that stretch. And leaving Aspen Hill, southbound Connecticut Avenue, the accident before you get to Randolph Road with just one lane open. Traffic update brought to by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Add a little bite to that air today. The west northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Certainly chilly this morning. It's cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 727.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, radio host, investor in almost 4,000 units, and retired millionaire. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio shows. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe, and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
All Direct TV offers require 24-month agreement. 12-month agreement required for internet. Additional fees apply. New approved residential customers only.
Tired of getting nickel and dimed by your cable television provider? Blow out your expensive cable TV contract and get more with Direct TV. Only Direct TV has packages with everything you need for your home starting at $50 per month plus taxes. Get up to four receivers plus movie channels like HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars for 3 months at no extra cost. You can watch anytime, anywhere, including your live and recorded shows with the DirecTV app. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket 2016 is included. Order before January 21st and get NFL Sunday Ticket through 2017 as part of your deal. Forget about recording conflict. Genie can record up to five shows at once. DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction compared to all other major cable and satellite providers. Get a two-year price lock when bundling with existing AT&T services. Call 800-642-9286. Call 800-642-9286 now. Call 800-642-9286.
Coming up, is the Trump boom on Wall Street real? Will it translate to a sound economic life for you on Main Street? We'll talk to Fox Business Channel Stuart Varney coming up in just a moment right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by AT&T. The MGM Casino at National Harbor opened its doors last night and quickly filled to capacity, leaving late-arriving gamblers to wait in line to get in. The casino's 5,000-car garage filled up as well, and so did the Beltway. Police closed off two harbor exits in a bid to free up traffic on the Wilson Bridge, which became jammed before midnight. People were still waiting to get into the casino in the middle of the night. John Glenn is being remembered by the Smithsonian, which has the honor of housing several of the astronauts' artifacts.
His Friendship 7 Mercury spacecraft is a featured object, and his spacesuit from 1962 on display in the Space Race Hall.
Margaret Whitecamp, curator at the National Air and Space Museum, says they do expect to see more people heading in to remember the astronaut legend. And if you head out to the museum's annex at Dulles, you can also visit Space Shuttle Discovery, which hosted Glenn as the world's oldest astronaut when he flew on it in 1998. The president of South Korea, Park Geun-hye, has been officially stripped of her power after being impeached. The country's prime minister takes over as acting president until a court decides whether to reinstate the nation's first female leader. And a new report on Russian doping has found more than 1,000 Russian athletes were involved in or benefited from an organized conspiracy over a four-year period. Evidence of tampering with doping samples involving a dozen Russian medalists at the Sochi Olympics, four of those were gold medalists. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,615, the NASDAQ at 54,17. In sports, the Wizards down Denver at the phone booth. The Maryland women reach 10-0 with a win over St. Peter's, and the Chiefs control the AFC West with a win over the Raiders in Thursday night football. WMAL News Time is 7:32. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this mid-size accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Connecticut Avenue pushing out of Aspen Hill. There's a crash causing slowdowns here southbound after Weller Road, but before you get to Randolph Road. So again, Connecticut Avenue, extra time for sure. Looks like just one lane getting by under police direction. If you're coming out of Aspen Hill and taking Georgia Avenue and heading in through town toward Randolph, you have a little bit of a stop and go past Lake Hill Road, but that could be a good option for you. Around the Beltway, Maryland, the crash on the outer loop near exit 13, Richie Marlboro, all confined to the left shoulder, but very slow. Just past Route 5, you'll hit those brake lights. To the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road in the stop and go. 95, Virginia, better than normal. Get a little break here on a Friday morning coming out of Triangle up through to the Beltway. In Dale City, though, still with serious crash on Spriggs Road north of Minneville Road. They had the southbound side shut down. They had to land a medevac helicopter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are precipitation free, but the colds come on in. Near 40 this afternoon, it will feel colder. Clear, chilly tonight, still breeze, upper 20s. Outlying areas will be colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 40. Mostly cloudy Sunday, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 29 in Springfield, 27 in Rockville, 31 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, astronaut Clayton Anderson will join us to talk about the life and times of John Glenn. And at 8:35, as he is every week, Brett Baer will join us from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Stuart Varney, anchor of Varney & Company on Fox Business Network every weekday, 9 a.m. Hi, Stuart. Merry Christmas, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Brian. And a Merry Christmas to one and all.
So, listen, they're calling it the Trump rally. The Dow is incredible. S&P 500, NASDAQ, across the board. Is this, Stuart, really now? Is this really just because Trump got elected? Is it because there's no uncertainty and at least Wall Street now knows who the president is, no matter who that person is going to be? Is it policy-based? What's going on, Stuart?
It's because Trump got elected and the policies which he will put in place will stimulate the economy to probably 4% growth. That's why we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, less than 400 points away from 20,000.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it really is unbelievable. You've seen all sectors, just about every sector of the market, go straight up since Election Day. The Dow alone is up over 1,300 points just since November the 8th. But Larry, you've got to remember this. This is because we are going to get, here in these great American United States, we're going to get massive stimulus. We're going to get tax cuts for individuals, tax cuts for corporations. That pumps money into the economy. We're going to get big spending on infrastructure. We're going to get big spending on the military. Pumps money into the economy.
Yeah.
That is giant stimulus.
That all makes sense. Here's the thing that I don't get, Stuart, as a quick follow-up. Before the election, all the Wall Street money
was
going to Hillary. So if Wall Street's so happy that Trump was elected, why weren't they funding his campaign the way they were funding the Clinton Corporation?
Just about everybody said the market will tank if Donald Trump is elected because of the uncertainty. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to say. Therefore, sell on the uncertainty. Well, that lasted for about 5 minutes. On November the 8th, the night thereof, at one stage, the Dow Industrial Average, the futures as we call them, were down 800 points.
I know.
It looked like Trump was going to win. But then people took a second breath and a second look, and immediately that was reversed, and off we ran with the Trump rally. And it's still going on. You're going to get stock prices opening higher again this morning. Extraordinary stuff.
It really is extraordinary stuff because of the you're right, the predictions that had been made. All right, so look at some of the people that he's chosen. The latest one is this guy, Andrew Puzder, who's the CEO of Hardee's and Carl's Jr., has been tapped by Trump to be the next labor secretary. This is a guy who opposes the $15 minimum wage, yet some people, some conservatives have concerns about this guy.
Yes, they do. There is a piece in Breitbart today saying that, look, this guy, Andy Puzder, has a preference for foreign workers. Now, he said something like that many years ago, but I don't believe he's actually put that into practice. He is an opponent of the $15 an hour minimum wage. He's an opponent of the new overtime rules put in place by this administration.
But that's already on hold now because of a federal judge, but go
ahead. Yeah, he wants to basically, he's another cabinet member who wants to reverse a key aspect of Obama's policy. In this case, it's labor policy. He's going to be opposed by the unions. But I want to throw one more thing in here.
All right.
Andy Puzder used very racy ads to advertise Carl's Jr.
Oh, sure.
Now, I know this is radio, so you
the women in bikinis,
them,
right?
They are racy ads. Women's groups and some religious groups oppose those ads. Mm. You're going to get a fight and a half on his confirmation hearing.
That's interesting. But the good news is cable news will be able to play those ads as B-roll as they talk about it, so eyeballs
do
will
do it
be.
All the time, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, can I listen? This is great for people with 401ks and IRAs or people who play the market. It's great for all of those rich Wall Street bankers who funded Hillary Clinton's campaign. What I'm wondering is, how does what's happening on Wall Street right now eventually translate to real economic growth on Main Street with wages, with job security, with better health care options for your everyday mom and pop out there?
Well, look, the stock market is going up because Trump promises growth. It really is that simple. The man is going to try to grow the economy. A 4% growth rate is what he's looking at. That will mean more jobs. That will mean better paid jobs. 4% growth equals prosperity, and that's the glue that binds us all together. That's the hope on Wall Street. It's the hope on Main Street. Mm. That's why so many blue-collar workers turn to Trump, because he's looking after their interests, or he says he is. He's selling America. He says, look, we're open for business. Come on in.
Well,
put your jobs here. That's what he's doing.
There was even an article yesterday. I couldn't believe this. Is Trump really already the president? I mean, he's had some success even before he takes office.
And he's everywhere, completely overshadowing President Obama. Yeah. We haven't heard much from the president. We've heard a great deal from the president-elect. Mm-hmm. And you wait till you see that Army-Navy game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Donald Trump will be there, 71,000 uniformed military personnel will be there, and they'll be cheering their new commander-in-chief to the high heavens. It will be a spectacle.
It sure will. Stuart, before we leave you, you talk about how Trump is everywhere. Well, he's spending a whole lot of time in your city up there in New York, so much so that your mayor, Bill de Blasio, wants the feds to refund the city for extra police and security. Is it mayhem up there in your neighborhood when Trump comes to town? How's New York reacting?
It's not that bad, but what we call Midtown Manhattan, the very center of Manhattan, that can get pretty crazy when Mr. Trump's anywhere.
Oh, but it's usually so easy to get around Midtown Manhattan.
Well said, Larry, well said. It's usually, you're often stuck in Midtown, and now you're frequently stuck in Midtown. That's the way it is.
It's great to hear your voice again, Stuart Varney. Don't be a stranger.
It was great to be with you guys. No. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you're always welcome here, Stuart.
Stuart Varney, anchor of Varney & Company, Fox Business Network, every weekday, 9 a.m.
It's now 7:44 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Something about this holiday season, it makes you feel like a kid again. I so vividly remember anticipating, you know, what that one present was going to be from Santa or from my grandparents that I would really just be the best. And the thing that I would reflect on and think about and play with months after the holidays. Well, what you're going to give, you know, that doesn't change when you get older. You get stuff and you're real grateful for it. And it affects your life oftentimes months after the holidays. So what's that present going to be this year? Why don't you ensure you have that present? Give this present to yourself. The present of looking 10 to 15 years younger. Now that's something that will stick with you, right? The Esotique XV Christmas and Holiday Sale from Chamonix will allow you to treat yourself to the very best luxury skincare money can buy. I use Esotique XV every day. I love it, and my beautiful wife Meredith loves it too. Look 10, 15, or even 20 years younger, or get your money back. And from today until Christmas, if you order Esotique XV, you'll get the Genucel for bags and puffiness free and the legendary deep firming serum for free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. They're also going to throw in shipping if you call now. That's for free. Three free gifts if you order Esotique XV today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hoadley Road. Let's go Manassas. I just like saying that. Hoadley Road and Queen Chapel Road for the crash. But in all seriousness, if you're heading on the northbound side passing Queen Chapel before you get to the Prince William Parkway, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. You're under police direction. If you're coming off of the Prince William Parkway and Hoadley Road, your travel lanes are open. Spriggs Road, north of Minneville Road, still with crash cleanup. It was a serious crash. They had to send a medevac helicopter there earlier. On the Virginia Beltway inner loop through Annandale, stop and go had the crash north of the Little River Turnpike. Maryland Beltway, accident activity. Well, it's pretty much resolved out of the travel lanes to the shoulder, outer loop near the X-13 Ritchie Marlboro Road, but very slow around that stretch. Improving to the Wilson Bridge, your delays right near St. Barnabas Road. On the top side, College Park to Silver Spring, slow, and coming out of Aspen Hill, still watch for accident under police direction on Connecticut Avenue. It's going to be southbound right before you get to Randolph Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty northwest winds now continuing to pump in the colder air, sunshine, and 40 degrees, feeling colder with the wind around today. Overnight tonight, 29. Outside the Beltway, it will be colder. Sunny tomorrow, 40. Mostly cloudy Sunday. Highs just above 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 7:47.
That's right, go Terps. Well, you
know. Fear that turtle.
Yeah, fear that turtle. You should fear some of the kids that are going to University of Maryland. It's what you ought to fear. I'm going to share a story with you. Thanks to the Daily Caller for bringing this to our attention. University of Maryland students apparently are very upset because the president of the University of Maryland, a guy by the name of Wallace Lowe, gave a speech. It was his annual State of the Campus address. I can only imagine how exciting and thrilling it was to be there for the State of the Campus address delivered by the president of the university the other day.
Did he have like an astronaut's wife in the balcony sitting next to the first lady?
I don't know what he had, but he gave his speech, and then, you know, there were some I'm sort of offended by this part of it as well. President Low said that he would, he began speaking in Spanish and said that he would defend the illegal immigrants who come to the University of Maryland to get an education. He would not allow immigration officials on campus unless they had a warrant.
So he's going, there's a sanctuary campus,
it's
basically.
It's a sanctuary campus.
And the students were upset about this. They're like, hey, this is America, speak English, dude, or let's follow the laws, can't be above the law.
Something
happened. Is that what they were saying?
Immediately afterward, they took exception to the fact that he was speaking in Spanish. And I thought, really? Really? I'm shocked that the students would do that. I sort of agree. It's not the time or place. But nonetheless, they were very upset that he was speaking in Spanish, but not for the reasons you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, Lowe was asked to apologize for speaking in Spanish by a sociology student, Ashley Vasquez. And again, you're saying, what? Why would Ashley Vasquez be upset that he did part of his state of the campus address in Spanish? Well, she says that the reason that she's upset is that it didn't pay tribute to the other immigrants who attend school at the University of Maryland.
Oh, so he should have spoken Mandarin, Vietnamese, and Swahili, and Arabic. Really, so if he's going to deliver a message in a language other than English, it's got to be every language represented on campus.
Apparently that's what she wanted, this amazing, precious little snowflake who's taking sociology classes at the University of Maryland. She says it does not represent the entire immigrant community. And Lowe, who, by the way, grew up in Peru and Spanish is his first language, refused to do it. And he said, what, do you want me to apologize because I'm speaking in the language which I first learned?
Oh.
And she said, she's offended. She tells the school newspaper.
Yeah.
And of course, they're all over this.
Sure.
The Diamondback newspaper is all over because she was offended by speaking Spanish because it suggests that the immigrants were exclusively of a Latina background.
Mm. Well,
you precious little snowflake, is this your issue of the day?
It really is.
So he makes a gesture to the illegal immigrants who are on campus, and I have some problem with that. But set that aside for a moment. They're upset because he was not speaking in other languages, and it was a suggestion that the only immigrants on campus were somehow, just Latino.
Oh, so you're addressing the illegal immigration issue, and you're only speaking in Spanish? Oh, I see. So only a Spanish-speaking person can be an illegal immigrant. You know what we should do? We should have what's her name again?
Vasquez.
Ms. Vasquez.
Ashley Vasquez.
So here's what we need to do. We need to go on a fact-finding mission. We need to say, you know what, Ms. Vasquez, we're very concerned about this issue as well. Why don't you point out all of the different illegal immigrants that are here on campus and what their language is, and so we can address all of their concerns. General Kelly, new Secretary of Homeland Security,
get your warrants in order.
Just right over here. just point them out. We want to be able to help you. That's what we want to do. Fear the turtle, indeed.
It's 7:51.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money.
At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's 7:53. That means it's time to check in on Wall Street with our business report. CNBC has Landon Dowdy standing by. Hi, Landon.
Hey there. Good morning to you and happy Friday. Stocks are at all-time highs, and right now the futures are rising. Also, a reading is due today on consumer sentiment for December, which is expected to be higher. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are higher in anticipation of a Fed interest rate hike next week and higher inflation under a Trump administration. The average rate on a 30-year fixed loan is at 4.13%, which is high for the year. A new study finds barely half of 30-year-olds in America are earning more than their parents did at a similar age, and researchers say even rapid growth in the economy will do little to reverse the trend because wages are stagnating in the middle class. And airline passengers should prepare for a potential new cabin reality, listening to another traveler yakking on a mobile phone. The government is proposing that airlines be allowed to let passengers make in-flight phone calls using Wi-Fi, despite complaints by flight attendants and others that they could be disruptive. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, guys, Christmas is almost upon us, and you got to get something for that special lady in your life. I got a win-win solution for you. Give her something that will make her feel hot and will also heat up your holiday. That's right. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because face it, guys, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. You see, the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness, the coziness of footy pajamas. You got a hoodie? You got your footy. How can you go wrong with this, guys? Listen, every pajamagram.com hoodie footy pajama comes prepared, wrapped. You don't have to think about any of that. It comes with free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. You can buy any kind of pajama that you might imagine, any color. They've got all kinds. They've even got this one that looks like mink chocolate. That's right. Yeah. So get your hoodie footy right now. Visit pajamagram.com. Call 1-800-PJs if you want to do it by phone. That's 1-800-PJs. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
7:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. I can't. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Got your hoodie. You got your hoodie. Okay, here we go. All right, good morning. Sterling south on 28. Yeah, we normally have delays here, but intensified this morning with delays. With an accident. Southbound 28, right as you come up to the exit for the toll road. We have at least one lane blocked. If you're coming off of the greenway, you're affected as well because of this crash. Again, south on 28 at the toll road. Accident activity. No problems to report as far as incidents on 66. On the inner loop of the Beltway past Little River Turnpike, incident that was there. Looks like that's been cleared. On the outer loop near Braddock Road, had one that was reported stalled. We're doing much better on the Maryland Beltway near Ritchie Marlboro Road. That crash has been cleared out of the travel lane. That was on the outer loop stretch. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says start a new holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib. Here for the holidays. Make this prime rib a part of a Dickie's meal or holiday feast, along with your favorite sides and their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or at Dickies.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bite to that air today. The west-northwesterly winds are in and gusty. Certainly chilly this morning. It's cold this afternoon, near 40 degrees, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 degrees at 7:57.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, please call 1-877-254-6882 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-877-254-6882 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited space is available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-877-254-6882 today.
Paid for by Artemis.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Brett Baer from your Fox News channel.
Plus, astronaut Clayton Anderson will talk about the passing of his colleague and the American hero, as we've known him, John Glenn. Coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.